Languages. This is Monk Allen from the Absolute Monastery in Campbell, California. And I'm speaking about languages this morning. There are lots of languages, and I love languages. That's why I studied languages, because I find it great fun when I'm traveling, can travel the world, and I can communicate with people in their different languages. And languages is really communication of thoughts, of ideas. And it's not necessarily done with words. There are all kinds of languages, languages for the blinds and for the those who do not speak. There are sign languages, and there are sound languages, and there are Marx languages, and there are computer languages and machine languages. There are languages of art, and it's always fun to see a painting or to look at a painting and understand the language the artist wanted to express, his thoughts, his ideas. And there was a time, I remember, that people spoke about paintings and did a big show how much they understood what the painter was saying. And I thought, well, I do not understand what they say, because I thought something totally different. And today I understand that's all what it is about, to understand myself first, to understand any language. And it was beautiful when I went to Russia once, and I don't speak Russian, and I was invited in this big group of people, and they spoke among each other in Russian. And suddenly I could say, no, no, it's not like this. Oh, yes, 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 you're right. Because I understood, I tuned in the language, in their mind, in that one mind, in that consciousness. It was beautiful. And they said, you understand us, you speak Russian. And I just could smile. Well, language is a fascinating subject, is a fascinating theme, a fascinating thought. And let's take the language of sound, of music. When I think, for instance, of one piece from Smetana, which is called the Volga. And as we were in school and we had music lessons and we interpreted this piece, it was the first time in my life that I could feel deeply what really the composer was saying, because the sounds, although we interpreted it after our music teacher, what he taught us, but it gave me an inspiration to look behind the sounds, behind the music, what it meant, and let my feeling go with the feeling of the composer, of the composer. So languages, we have the language of computer, and that's an interesting language. We even go and buy a book to understand the computer language, because it becomes so complex. But all these languages we are studying, or I'm studying, come back to one thought, or to one understanding. When I know who I am, when I understand myself, I do understand all languages. I don't need to go and study them. I don't need to go and study French and Italian and Spanish and all these beautiful languages, which are fascinating, which is fun to learn. Now let's go in the language of medicine, medical language. They come with all kinds of interesting words there. And there was, when I was a kid, I remember, our doctor at home, he had such an interesting writing, and whenever he wrote a prescription, and we went to the pharmacy, we admired these people in the pharmacy, how they could interpret this language of the doctor, because it was illegible. And I've never seen this here in America, and I don't know if they do that. And they always said there is a writing or a special language for a medical language. So these pharmacists, they surely had to tune in their inner self to understand what was written on these prescriptions. Well, Gandhi made an interesting statement. He said, language is an exact reflection of the character and growth of its speaker. Language is an exact reflection of the character and growth of its speakers. That's why we learn here at the University of Healing to practice pronunciation and a good, positive, wonderful language. I recently was talking with a friend on the phone, and she was saying, you know, I was invited in a group of people, and in this group of people, somebody was suddenly talking very, very badly about a dear friend of mine. And I almost couldn't handle it anymore until I felt, let's make a change here in this conversation. So she took out her purse, out of the purse, a gist booklet, and she said to the lady, open it. And the lady opened it, and a phrase come, just, she says, read whatever just comes to your mind. And so the lady read out loud, and the sentence was, judge not, ye be judged. And there was silence in the whole group. And without words, really without language, there was a change in attitude and change in language. And the person who was speaking badly stopped instantly, and they all got a deep message. A deep message to keep our language positive. And like we just had these beautiful words which Dr. Bailich shared this morning out of the Art and Science of Wholeness, and it says this: now mankind can begin to experience the truth and purity of being by taking control of their thoughts, words, and deeds. They need not be concerned about the deeds, for they will take care of themselves. In fact, they really do not need to be concerned about words, for they too will take care of themselves as long as mankind takes care of the thoughts they think. Well, our language, my language, is based on my thoughts. When my thoughts are loving, kind, towards myself, liking myself, here comes the old song again, then my language is pure and perfect. And it's the language of God. It's the language, the divine language, which doesn't need any words. It doesn't need any communication, because the real language, the real communication lies in thought communication. Let's think about it. And like we said, let's not only talk about it, but live it. And this is, for me today, another commitment to myself. Live the truth and have fun. Have fun. And I love you.